بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله وكفاه، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى عباده الذين ارتضى ومن بهداه اهتدى وبآثار أهل المدينة اقتفى، وبعد، فسلام الله عليكم. I'd like to introduce us to a very fascinating text which covers elements of briefly elements of belief and more a focus on aspects of worship. So it's a summary of a book written by the legend Abu al-Walid ibn al-Rushd, who is also known as Ibn al-Rushd al-Jadd or al-Qadi Abu al-Walid ibn al-Rushd al-Qurtubi. He is one of the most amazing scholars that was produced by the Iberian Peninsula, that is Al-Andalus, a legend in the Maliki fiqh and the grandfather of the amazing and absolutely awesome philosopher also known as Ibn al-Rushd, or sometimes Ibn al-Rushd al-Hafid, the grandson. So Ibn al-Rushd al-Jadd, it is his tahqiqat, his understandings, which also give shape to the famous Mukhtasar al-Khalil text that we have, that Khalil relies upon four key scholars to determine his understanding of the Mudawwana, and one of them being Abu al-Walid ibn al-Rushd, and then al-Lakhmi and Ibn Yunus and al-Mazari as well. But so Ibn al-Rushd, so that is the maqam of Ibn al-Rushd. He was Qadi al-Jama'a, which is the supreme judge for his region in his time. He had huge influences with the local authorities and international politics as well. At times he was called over to and involved in the Murabitin kind of exchange that was taking place as well, and was often called over, or maybe not so often, but was called over as well to discuss certain matters with the Khulafa of the time. And so you notice that in the year 520 Hijri, which is the year that he passes away, he returns from Marrakesh to Cordoba, and it's at this time that he's asked that to kind of put certain things into writing, and he which would help lend clarity to the Mudawwana in the madhab of Imam Malik. And that's where he sets about writing his book called the Muqaddimat al-Mumahidat, and that is available in two volumes or three volumes as it's published by Darul Gharb al-Islami. It's an amazing text. That text was then further summarized and versified and turned into kind of poetry by Abu Zayd Abdurrahman al-Ruq'i al-Farsi, an amazing scholar of the 9th century Hijri, somebody who passes away in 859, an amazing scholar of Fez, who's was well known for really contributing and having a strong passion for the madhab and fiqh. So what he does is he really puts it together in amazing kind of fluid, with a fluid choice of words really, and text. So that's something I'd like us to be introduced to bi-ithnillah. This text is known as Muqaddimat ibn al-Rushd, the one that was done by Al-Ruq'i. And Al-Ruq'i is one of the surrounding villages that are found around Fez. And so otherwise he is known as Al-Farsi as well, somebody from Fez. Now, his text does have a few commentaries, and some are available, like the one by At-Tata'i is in print. It is known as Khutat al-Sadadi wal-Rushd لشرح نظم مقدمة ابن الرشد. Okay, and that is by Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Tata'i. Once again, very famous muhaqqiq of the madhab. So bi-ithnillah, and this is really in an attempt to once again reconnect us with this amazing legacy of this theme. Fa bismillah.